Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. And she says people always notice when she's got to show her ID.
Usually it's when my ID is getting checked, like if I'm in a store or something, and then people are like, oh my God, no way. And it's like this whole big, my birthday is April 1st, so it's like this, oh my God, that's a joke, right?
No, my name is the same as the vice president's.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Less than an hour until the polls open in Wisconsin. By 6 p.m. tonight, our time, that's when Eric and I join you for our election night special coverage. Polls will already be closed in some Eastern time zone states, Georgia, South Carolina, Vermont, Virginia among them. Final push in the battleground states, Vice President Harris literally doing door knocks in Pennsylvania Monday.
It's the day before the election, but I just wanted to come by and say I hope to earn your vote.
Like dog in the background.
I wanted to just thank you for just giving us the time.
Well, you got my vote already.
Okay, also held a rally in Philadelphia, former President Trump closing out in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is it. This is the last one that we're going to have to do.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy live with us from New York this morning. Stephen, seems like a year and a half ago that you were here with us in Milwaukee for the Republican right. National Convention. Finally to the day when we're going to cast and count the votes.
It's all over, but the remainder of the voting. Remember, most Americans have cast their ballots before today. More than 80 million of us have. So the first reporting of returns happens in Dixville Notch. And that tiny New Hampshire hamlet has reported that it's a 3-3 Trump-Harris tie in Dixville Notch, a town that Biden won 5-0 4 years ago. So if that's any kind of a harbinger or, we'll see what that portends. I've got my eyes tonight on the Wow counties, on Milwaukee, Dane, on Kenosha, Racine. We're going to see tonight as these returns come in, and hopefully we have a clearer picture tonight. We might not. We might not. We'll see what happens. Donald Trump last night was out in Grand Rapids until 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. That's the same city where he held his final pre-election rallies in 2016 and 2020. Last night in Pittsburgh, Trump was endorsed by the talk show host Megyn Kelly. You remember the two of them famously feuded in 2015 because she asked him the first question of the Fox News debate, why Trump would call women dogs, fat pigs, disgusting animals. Trump then said that Kelly had blood coming out of her in various orifices. But last night, Megyn Kelly said that Donald Trump will protect women and keep boys out of women's and girls' sports, and that's why she's endorsing him. Trump was also endorsed yesterday by the podcast host Joe Rogan. Not a huge surprise there. But Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan's show for 3 hours and repeated his insistence that if Trump doesn't win tonight, well, I guess that's it, folks. No more elections in the United States, Stephen, according to Elon Musk.
What are the
Trump votes today in Palm Beach. He holds his election night party at Mar-a-Lago tonight.
And that's what I was curious about, is where he was going to spend the day today. So it's going to be a Mar-a-Lago party tonight. That's where they're going to be?
That's where they're going to be. Former president, I assume the former first lady, will go and vote today, and then they'll have their party tonight. A Trump campaign spokesperson was asked yesterday whether Trump might declare victory before all of the states are called, because that is something that did happen 4 years ago. Jason Miller insisted that the campaign will not declare victory until it has won 270 electoral votes.
And we still don't know when that will be. ABC Stephen Portnoy live with us from New York today. Long night ahead. Thank you, Stephen.
You bet, guys.
ABC's Karen Travers is covering the Kamala Harris campaign. Understand that she is going to be at Howard University, her alma mater in Washington, D.C., where they are preparing for a huge watch party. But whether or not we see the traditional election night acceptance or concession speeches, right, all depends on whether or not this race is able to be called late this evening or into the early morning hours.
And race is unlikely to be called early in some of these states because those who call the races, that's not like the government doing that. That's entities, news entities, AP, different entities like that. And no one's going to jump early after what we've seen in the last several elections.
6:15 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
So your Milwaukee Bucks go down early, down by as many as 19 points, but they make the comeback.
Lillard with 7 seconds to work with. He wants his shot with a minute 22 to go. Lillard driving, steps back, fires away from three, and he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. Damian Lillard has put the Bucks ahead by three with a minute 18 to go.
Not a call on the Bucks radio network, but a costly turnover by Lillard just some seconds later would cost them. The Bucks fall again, 116-114. Their record is now 1-6. Coach Doc Rivers.
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. But one win at a time.
But there wasn't a win. So
one win at a time. That's no wins at a time.
You can't say one win at a time if you lose. 1-6, so unfortunately that's a loss. Although Rivers says, hey, we're going to make the postseason. Do not worry. They intend on making the playoffs. So, yeah, okay. Bucks fall, though, and unfortunately cannot make the comeback.
Green Bay Packers now officially on their bye week. We'll return to practice next week to prepare for the Chicago Bears. Head coach Matt LaFleur said he told the guys to think this week about one thing they can do to get better.
All of us can improve in some area. So that's the focus today, and I wanted our guys to know that leaving the building today so that when they come back on Monday that, you know, not only can they work on it over by on them on their own for the next 6 days or whatever, but when we get back and have practice next Monday, that there's got to be an intentionality behind that.
So NFL trade deadline also today. That's 3 o'clock our time. Also an update on tight end Luke Musgrave. Packers confirming he had ankle surgery but is expected to be back late this season. Monday Night Football to close out Week 9 in the NFL.
Caliendo comes in. He's eligible. Here is Hunt for the touchdown. Kansas City remains unbeaten.
ESPN on the call. Kansas City Chiefs a perfect 8-0, 30-24 overtime winners over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
College basketball, first games of the season for Wisconsin, for Marquette, UW-Milwaukee. So which of these teams would win by the most on Monday night? After a rough start, Wisconsin beats Holy Cross 85-61. Okay, so 24-point margin there. What about Marquette over Stony Brook?
Dribbling the ball, Casey O'Malley, and you'll hear the buzzer. The final, Marquette 102, Stony Brook 62.
Ooh, okay.
Marquette wins their season opener.
All right, Homer on 94.5.
Is Stony Brook a coffee shop? Or?
So they win by 40, but that wasn't the most lopsided of them. UWM versus Lakeland.
Panthers win it on opening night by a final score of 118-62.
Oof, that's your winner, Scott Warren, okay. On the call there, 101.7 The Truth. 56-point margin there for your Milwaukee Panthers.
It's good scheduling.
I guess so.
6:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Decision Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, one of a few key swing states heading into the November election.
The race for the White House is on. Join Greg Matzik and Jessica Tai every weekday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Wisconsin's Midday News.
I mean, some people are going to vote no matter what. They understand how important it is no matter what election is, especially this one when it's so close.
We are your central hub for the 2024 presidential election. WTMJ.
WTMJ's Eric Bilstead. Halloween is over, and now everyone's starting to think about Christmas. And you're like, okay, now I got to get the ladder out and deal with tangled lights and figure out how I'm going to get up there on the roof again and do all that stuff with the decorations for Christmas. Well, you don't have to do it. Let David J. Frank deal with the ladders and all those long strings. The best part is they take everything down, too. The folks at David J. Frank Landscape have an entire holiday decor department complete with a giant holiday warehouse. They can design something for you that makes it look specifically for you in your house. Let them be your Christmas providers. Get a free quote right now at davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit uline.com.
Associated Bank knows your small business isn't just a venture. It's your dream and a vital part of the community. And we're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. We're looking out for you. That's why Associated Bank offers quick online applications and approvals with funding in as fast as one business day, checking with no minimum balances or maintenance fees, and prompt customer service. Explore our products at associatedbank.com/business or visit a branch for more details. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At 6:22, we've had some wet roads to start, Debbie.
Yep. But we're still in the clear as far as any kind of delays are concerned on the freeway system. No incidents either, so we're in good shape. Just those side roads, just be careful. Those leaves come down, it's on the wet roads, and that becomes very slippery. So just be extra careful as you're driving around. Hey, but if you do happen to see something that we should know about, give us a call on the WTMJ Hall Volkswagen Traffic Tip Line at 414-238-9329. Come to Hall Volkswagen for the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event. I'm Debbie Lazaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
Storm Team forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, windy, scattered showers possible. We do have a... can't remember what the word is exactly. It's a mild risk of severe weather in the central part of the state.
Okay.
So just a very small risk, but again, if we do pop some storms this afternoon, right, it is possible that some could turn severe. Breezy, cooler, mostly cloudy tonight, low down to 46. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, high 55. And then we see the sunshine again on Thursday with a high of 58. Right now, 63 in Milwaukee.
And here we go.
Yep, here we go. The polls finally open at 7 a.m. this morning. Wisconsin has more than 1.5 million absentee ballots already cast. 645,000 of those were sent by mail, and nearly a million others were cast in-person absentee the last couple of weeks.
In 2020, the volume of by-mail absentee ballots set records. This year, it appears that there's a record number of in-person absentee ballots that were cast.
Yeah, so we've all realized, hey, you know what? Voting early has its benefits here in the state. So that's what's happened. So we've seen more than 1.5 million absentee ballots already cast. That was Megan Wolf with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. We've never had this many people vote early. So what can you expect today? Well, you'd imagine there's still going to be some lines in some spots.
Sure. If we're at half or somewhere around the neighborhood of half, you still got 1.5 million people who are going to cast a ballot today across the state.
So what if you requested an absentee ballot and you still have one? You still have it sitting there on the counter. What can you do?
If a voter still has their absentee ballot, it's too late to place that in the mail. Instead, the voter will need to contact the city, town, or village clerk to see what options are available. This could include a Dropbox if that jurisdiction has Dropboxes available to their voters, or the voter may need to drop off their ballot at the clerk's office or at the polling place.
So that is Ms. Wolf again there just saying basically, hey, if that's something you want, you then make a call and figure out what you can best do. If there's Dropboxes in your municipality, you can utilize those as well. Got to do it by 8 p.m. though with those absentees.
If you got to go out, right, you don't have to cast that absentee
ballot.
This
is true.
If you're going out anyway,
you
might as well just go to the polls, right, unless the lines are super long.
So when will we know? Well, first off...
9 p.m. Done.
No, it's not going to happen. It will not happen then. Results on election night are unofficial.
We need folks to remember that the results you see on election night are completely unofficial. That means that they have not been vetted or double or triple checked through the multiple steps that are in our law where an election becomes certified.
Yeah, so Wolf says it will take some time, a lot of processing to do.
Processing absentee ballots, it takes time, especially since Wisconsin is one of just a few states where poll workers and clerks can't even begin processing absentee ballots until the polls open on election day. Every by-mail and in-person absentee ballot has to be checked, announced, opened, and tabulated on election day as part of the public election day process.
And that can be all observable, too, by the way. That's all open to the public to go see. One thing to point out, so someone might remember, well, you know, we've seen other elections and they've called it right away. It's been 8:30, like the recall election. Remember that one with Barrett and Walker and the recall?
Right, sure.
That one was called fairly quickly. Well, the reason it was called so quickly is because they had exit polling that indicated where those that studied this type of thing, the Associated Press and others, were with a good educated guess, knew that, okay, well, Walker was going to win that election. In this case, no one is certain what's going to happen. No one is comfortable making that call, especially that early. It would have to be dramatic, I think, for one of these news entities to make a call so early in some of these states.
And when you look at Wisconsin, we have Milwaukee Election Commission telling us it could be the early morning hours before they finish their absentee ballot count.
So we'll have Steve Scafidi on overnight, WDTMJ Steve Scafidi, and then we'll be in at 5A, if not earlier, to help with that process. But yeah, we'll be here with you tomorrow morning to walk through it all.
1 and 6. Sports at 6:45.
Well, there comes the apologies now. Jason Kelce apologizing for sticking up for his little brother.
Jason Kelce is apologizing for smashing a heckler's phone outside Beaver Stadium in Pennsylvania after the college football fan referred to his brother Travis with a homophobic slur.
Hey, Kelce! Kelce!
Jason had this to say at the start of Monday Night Countdown on ESPN.
I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. In a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate.
He says from now on, he'll do as he was taught.
I try to live my life by the golden rule, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Man, that's tough. I mean, I don't think anybody blames him for getting upset, and you shouldn't have to stand there and get heckled just because you're a guy in the public eye.
Right, right.
You can't take people's stuff and smash it.
Yeah.
And he knows that.
But he can make a Christmas record if he wants.
Yes. Apology accepted.
Which I guess the Kelce brothers are doing.
6:37, Wisconsin's Morning News.
I love these stories. They come up from time to time, Vince. You've heard of these, right? Where someone has the same name as someone else. And we've done it when it's been like villains, you know, like people in the news that are just awful people that God knows what they were doing. But then someone in like Cudahy has the same name,
right.
And has to put up with that.
Gets a bunch of hate.
Right. Well, what about in this case? A woman from New Hampshire. She's 33 years old and her name is Kamala Harris.
I will say I'm pretty happy. Like if you Google my name, she comes up instead of me.
Yeah. So she's from Seabrook. And she talked to WMUR there, ABC 9 in New Hampshire. And she says people always notice when she's got to show her ID.
Usually it's when my ID is getting checked, like if I'm in a store or something. And then people are like, oh, my God, no way. And it's like this whole big, my birthday is April 1st. So it's like this, oh, my God, that's a joke, right?
No, my name is the same as the vice president's. My favorite is that she even gets donations.
I have received a few political donations on PayPal from people sending money to the wrong places.
That happened. You're just looking it up. You're looking up Venmo for Kamala Harris. Oh, here it is. I'll just send it to this.
And you think that's how the campaign is collecting political donations via PayPal or Venmo, right. Wherever, right, to just the individual.
So Harris even read off to the TV station like letters that she's gotten.
It says, hi, Kamala. Thank you for being a voter. When will you vote in the Tuesday, November 5th election from Nora in Honolulu, Hawaii?
Just getting letters.
So like yeah, from so she kids and stuff.
Her name is Kamala. Obviously, Kamala
so
Harris
she pronounces it
Kamala.
Same,
it's spelled exactly the same. So the big question the TV station had for her is a brilliant question. Okay, well, who are you voting for?
Still doing a lot of research. Still, like I said, pros and cons on both sides.
She didn't
undecided?
Say. She's undecided. Refused to say. Actually, I think that's a brilliant answer because yeah. You know, God knows what the reaction would be if you say who you're voting for.
Typically, found money should be returned to somewhere. Like I have a real conscience. Issue, you know, like if you find something, like you turn it in.
Find a wallet or something.
Exactly. I think most people are like that. In this case, if they're sending you money, keep it. You get to keep that. Some clown PayPal'd you because they did no homework. I'd take
it. Wouldn't it be great if it was like a pack? It's like for $15,000 or something.
Really, really rooting for you there. 6:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Get the help you need Saturday morning with How To Radio. At 7, it's the WTMJ Fix-It Show with David Nason, featuring this week's guests, Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment and National Fire Sprinkler Association. At 9, plan your dream vacation with the Fox World Travel Show. And at 10, get financial guidance during Money Talk. Contact Annex Wealth Management for an unbiased review of your investments at annexwealth.com. How To Radio, Saturday mornings on WTMJ.
WTMJ's Eric Bilstead here. Boy, my neighborhood still buzzing from Halloween after the kid in the Mudang hippo costume came up and asked about my roof. Hey, mister, your roof looks fantastic, as I'm giving him a piece of candy.
I still don't believe that happened.
But wow. No, well, go ahead. What's with your roof? I said, well, it's from Tri-County Contracting. Thanks to Tri-County Contracting and their worry-free roof.
Tell your old man to come on over if he wants to learn a little more about it.
If your old man wants to know how to get a quick quote, just go to TriCountyContractingWI.com. You can get an instant quote, I told the hippo. And he said, all right, what's the website? I said, TriCountyContractingWI.com. It's worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Green Bay Packers confirmed tight end Luke Musgrave had ankle surgery, is expected back late this season. NFL trade deadline is today. Unsure whether the Packers are looking to add any pieces. Listening to head coach Matt LaFleur on Monday, what he really needs is the pieces that he has to catch the dang ball.
When you look at some of the drops, we weren't being really, our fundamentals weren't necessarily right the way we coach it and the way we drill it.
Sent the team on the bye week with a message. Think of one way you can get better. And come back here next week and do it. 1 week from Sunday, Packers head to Chicago for a noon kick against the Bears.
On the hardwood, the Bucks were down by as many as 19 points.
Lillard driving, steps back, fires away from three, and he plants it right in the heart of the cylinder. Damian Lillard has put the Bucks ahead by three with a minute 18 to go.
So that was nice.
Yeah, here we go. But then, fight left in this club.
Nope. That was it. Costly turnover by Lillard with 50 seconds left would cost them the game. They fall 116 to 114. The Bucks are now 1-6. Giannis didn't play as a strained adductor. Lillard had 36 in the loss. Bobby Portis 21 and 18. So, Doc Rivers, what do we do now?
We'll make the playoffs. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. You promise? He says we'll make
the playoffs. You're not? I'm worried about that. You're on pace for 12 wins.
It's early.
The math. You're on pace for 12.
You don't want to keep losing.
12 don't make the playoffs.
Up next, the Jazz. The Jazz Thursday night right here on WTMJ.
Monday Night Football. Buccaneers gave the Chiefs a run.
Fake the handoff. Wide open. Touchdown, Ryan Miller.
ESPN on the call. That late touchdown put Tampa Bay within a point inside 30 seconds to go. What do they decide to do, E? They kick the extra points.
They didn't go for two.
Go for the tie. It goes to overtime. Kansas City in OT marches down for the winning score. Chiefs over the Buccaneers 30-24. Kansas City remains unbeaten at a perfect 8-0.
Do you even call these basketball games? I mean, I guess you do. So a start to the college basketball season is now upon us. Wisconsin, after a rough start in the game, they ended up beating Holy Cross 85-61. Marquette beats Stony Brook 102-62. And like you said, no, Stony Brook is not a coffee shop. They didn't just have a couple of those coffee makers out there. But that wasn't even the worst of it. UWM also played.
Stony Brook baristas.
Yeah, the baristas played. The Panthers played Lakeland. UWM won 118-62, a 56-point margin. Okay, well, all three won, so that's a good start.
Needed a boat race on that one.
Yeah, I guess. Is that even fair to call that a boat race?
It's almost not nice.
Thank you.
At 6:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News this election day, checking in with friend of the program, two-time Sports Writer of the Year, Lori Nicol, back from a European hiatus.
Hi, I know. I'm so glad for today. First of all, we're not going to have pollsters coming to my house every day for the last 6 weeks to ask us how we're voting. So I don't have to hide in my basement anymore. And yeah, we did 13 days in France complete and total disinterest in the election over there.
So. Really? So I was super curious to ask you about that. Like, once the folks found out you were Americans traveling, I wondered what questions they had about what's going on in our country, if they're paying attention to the election.
You know, that's funny because everybody, you have to show your passport, you know, to almost every place you go. And I had to do Google Translate after I could say bonjour. That's all I could say. And all I got was a question about Michael Jordan and the Bulls because my passport said I was flying to Chicago. That's it.
Michael Jordan.
It's still relevant.
Yeah, right. I'm like, yeah, he's retired. He's done. No, So in one city, there was a play going on, and it was called Trump America, and it had huge posters for the play. It was a very artistic community, and so they were doing some kind of play about, you know, America and Trump or whatever, but that's it. I mean, the news over there covers it. You know, that was heavy. Le Monde, the newspaper over there, covers it just as much as, like, the Irish Times is covering it or the Korea Times. Those are papers I read every day. But in terms of, like, Uber drivers and waiters and hotel staff, you know, oh, you're from America? Okay, that's it. Like, as much interest as a teenager at Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it's just none.
Any protesting still going on over there? Weren't they having issues in Paris for a while?
Nothing. Yes. And I'm telling you, nothing. And it was not the experience we were expecting anyway. We couldn't believe how affordable everything was in France. Doesn't that sound bizarre from somebody coming from Milwaukee? But no, I didn't see protests. I mean, even, like, some cities are known for their graffiti. Marseille has a whole graffiti culture, and so does Paris. We didn't see anything like that either. There was still stuff about the Middle East conflict, but nothing about our election.
Amazingly, there were still ads, campaign ads in France about our election.
Trying to reach the 7 American voters over there. Right?
Well, that's the funny thing. So we met up, there's like 10 of us total, and we met up with friends that I know from Australia. And we met them in Paris for a night. And they're like, yeah, we hear more about United States elections than our own elections that we are currently voting and getting ready for in Australia. So we were all so happy to have a break from it for 13 days in France and not have it just shoved down our throats all the time.
Talking with Lori Nicol, friend of the program with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So you have returned home to a 1-6 Bucks team.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you had an opportunity to get a finger on what is going on here?
Yeah, that's I agree with you, Vince. I think that's a concern now, and it can't be all, well, Middleton's going to come back and save them. You know, Chris Middleton gave everything he had back last April and May, to the point, you know, like, if everybody remembers, I mean, the guy gave everything he had, and they still couldn't win then. So I don't think that's the magic elixir to fix this team. That's another thing I followed the headlines, but I couldn't always get the websites. I couldn't always get on YouTube to hear you guys when I was over in France. So I'm catching up a little bit, but I don't, you know, watching that game last night, boy, they have to say that they're keeping a positive attitude. There's nothing else that they can say in November. So take that all with a grain of salt, you know.
But it's also so early. I don't know. I guess I'd be more worried if it were January and they still only had one win.
I agree. But just like when you get down 19 points, you have to work doubly hard to make up that deficit and win. And it's the same thing in the standards and in the standings. If you get down and behind that far, you have to overexert yourself just to catch up to everybody else. A really young team with a lot of talent that's maybe undiscovered can do that. But a veteran team, you know, you would think they'd have a lot of confidence and stuff, but there's still new faces on this team. So I'm going on Sunday. They play the Celtics at a matinee tip at Pfizer, and I want to see what's going on too, for sure.
Lori Nicol, friend of the program, 2-time sports writer of the year, international traveler. Great to have you back this week. Somebody texted last week, they're like, what happened to Lori? I'm like, we didn't fire her. Not that we didn't care. Like, she's allowed to take a break.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care, Lori.
Oh, and thank you to all the people working the election today.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that, too.
Absolutely. Well said.
My wife's working the polls today.
Is that right?
She takes a day off from work and does that.
Enjoys. Good for her. That's awesome.
One of those duty things.
So do you get to walk up to her line?
No, I'm at a different spot. Oh, like, how come you never work my spot? Sir, may I see your ID? 657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.